I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good morning, I'm Steve, and I feel super old this morning, and it was during the first hour of the show.
Oh.
And
Jesus.
And it was me and Free Beer and Maitland and Tommy here in the studio, and I'm not sure how it came up, but Free Beer was talking about the time that he went to the opera, and he was sitting just rows away from his pal Moby. Mm-hmm. And
yes, my pal.
That was kind of like the big reveal at the end of the story to Maitland and Tommy, and Freeber's like, and it ended up we were sitting a row behind Moby.
Right. The musical artist, not the dick.
Right. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Blank stares from both Tommy and Maitland. Oh. And I tried to chime in. I was like, the artist.
And both of them said, my friend Jeff.
Oh my god!
I thought it was an old radio pal. So I was like, well, who's Moby?
And wow. Both of them just had no idea who Moby was.
I'm like, I this didn't help me. I go, he's mentioned in that old Eminem song. he doesn't like him.
Oh boy, that could be everybody from the early 2000s.
Yeah, and then what's crazy is that old Eminem song came out when Tommy was like 3.
Yep. Yeah, on that when it did nothing.
Yeah. Well, it
be like my parents saying, "What? It's in the BTO song."
Yeah. Yeah. Kinda, what? You don't know Roberta Flack?
It kind of sent us down this Moby wormhole, and now I'm pissed because why was Moby famous?
Yeah.
He had like one song, but I argued that it was only popular because it was with Gwen Stefani, a song called Southside. And that was 20 some years ago. But why was he popular?
I mean, he had a couple of hits on alternative radio, but that was
name them.
Oh, I can't. I hated Moby.
He had one song that I really liked, but I really can't name it. I have to Google it right now. And I'm looking at these and I'm like, I don't even remember any of them being named this.
There's no reason that you should know Moby. Well, anyone.
If you ask Moby or ask AI why Moby was famous. Here's the answer. Moby achieved fame as a DJ, songwriter, and musician, particularly for electronic dance music. Play, his biggest hit in 1999, became a global hit due to widespread licensing in films, TV shows, and commercials.
Play?
Did you know, but one of the options when I typed in, why was Moby? And it said, why was Moby canceled? I did not know this story. Does anyone have any idea why Moby was canceled?
No.
You know, I don't. I don't.
Well, it's good. Listen to this. I got to pull it back up so I can share it with you.
That little worm
specifically.
He does look like a worm.
Wormy.
He had written a memoir in 19 called Then It Fell Apart. And he was set to begin a book tour. And before the book was really out and the book tour started to go, one of his claims in there was refuted by the person it was about. He claimed to have dated Natalie Portman for a time around 1999. He alleged the relationship started that she flirted with him in his dressing room after a show in 1999 when she was 20. Natalie Portman denied ever dating Moby and described the experience as an older man being creepy with me after I had just graduated high school. Moby's response
that's different.
Was, and then this article from May 30th, 2019, Moby cancels book tour, vows to go away after Natalie Portman
Wow. Forget the book. I'm just going away.
I love that. I vow to go away.
Mission accomplished, because now they don't even know who he is. He really did it.
Go away forever.
That is one of the, I guess, bully to you for not defending yourself.
Wow.
I will go quietly into the day.
Oopsie, got that one wrong. See you later. That's the ultimate Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
Actually, no, because he told us he was going to.
It was an Instagram post dramatically framed by the words last post, followed by a period in a sea of white space. I'm going to go away for a while. Before I do, I want to apologize again and say clearly that all of this has been my own fault. Jesus, what?
So,
what were you thinking?
When it's somebody that famous, you think they're not going to go, no, I didn't.
I'm not going to lie.
She'll never know.
This is the most interested I have ever been in Moby.
Uh-huh.
Right now.
Yeah, except for that time he came out on Now 7. I really liked whatever Now CD he was on. That was a peak Moby
peak
for me.
Moby.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love body rock?
Yeah.
That's the one.
Body rock. I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. You'd love it.
Probably know it if you heard it. One of those.
Mm.
Nobody cares.
That's
anymore.
The one that goes, stop the rock. Can't stop
I
the
think
rock.
So, yeah.
It is? Really? I was being silly.
I think so. Oh, I
that
don't know.
That was amazing. What a quit. That was one of my best moments.
Top notch.